As of today, the bushfire season is officially over in Tasmania and no fire permits are required across the state. The Tasmanian Fire Service has announced that as of 2 a.m. this morning, the fire permits for landholders are no longer required. The chair of the Tasmanian Fire Management Council, Ian Saw, has a straight message for farmers around the state regarding the burn-off situation.
All volunteers, farmers and the general community are glad that the fire season's over and wasn't as prolonged as it has been for other years.
I'll use a phrase I probably shouldn't use, but did we dodge one?
Look, I think we probably have dodged one compared to what's on the mainland. But as well as that, there's a high degree of preparedness with the Tasmanian Fire Service, and more land managers are becoming much more aware, as the general community are becoming more aware of bushfires, preparedness and the devastation that they cause as well.
Now, the end of the fire permits, what does that mean for landholders, farmers out there and rural people in general?
Quite bluntly, land managers should get out there and use this opportunity to burn. They need to make sure that they just register the burn, and if they go to the TAS Fire Service website or just ring up the TAS Fire Service and register their burn, that's a simple, painless procedure. And what that does, Tony, is that most fires are now called in by mobile telephones, and someone driving down the road will see smoke, they'll call 000, and the radio room has to send out a brigade, which is a volunteer. So if the fire's registered, volunteers don't get sent out. Now's the perfect opportunity. The days are getting shorter, the days are getting cooler. If you've got some bush, then you need to be out there and burning it to reduce that fuel load.
Now, I can hear some of the vignerons out there where picking grapes is underway saying, oh, no.
Exactly. And look, you do have to be, you know, quite sensible. So if you're in an area where there are vineyards, then the best time for you to do your burning is in the springtime. And if you're near a vineyard, and, you know, we're talking if you're sort of 3 or 4 kilometres away from a vineyard, you need to be talking to them, making sure that you're not going to impact on them. And if you do some burning, make sure that you're doing it when the wind's going to be blowing in the right direction. For those that can burn, you know, you really should take this opportunity. It's the best time to burn is in the autumn.
Now, do farmers out there, and a lot of farmers, younger farmers, do they know enough about burning off properly?
Tony, as you know, that I chair the State Fire Management Council, and a lot of the research and the work that we have done is that the skills of burning bush has been slowly being lost over many years. And there's a whole range of reasons why that's happened. You know, different amounts of labour on the farm, there's less time, different enterprises. And indeed, some in the community frown when they see smoke going up. So that means the end product of all of that over a period of time is that many farmers have lost those skills, and so they don't do that.
So what's the solution there?
Well, the solution is that we're very, very lucky is that State Fire Management Council trialled a program a few years ago called Red Hot Tips, which was basically a capacity building program taking to land managers education, extension, decision support tools, and also doing the practical side of fuel reduction burns. We recognise that as a very, very important piece of the artery for farmers to help reduce the fuel load. However, we felt that it was an expensive way of doing it, and we thought there were better ways of doing it. So over the last couple of years, State Fire Management Council have rejigged the model. We think we've come up with a good model. We've taken that to Minister Shelton and the government and said, we think this can value add the programs that you've got. It's cost effective. And the minister has taken that on board. And so we will, in the next few months, State Fire Management Council start to roll that program out.
So how important is that for farmers?
Well, it's really important for land managers to have those skills to be able to do their own fuel reduction burns. It's interesting, Tony, that, you know, in Tasmania, Tasmanians should be quite proud. We've got the state government's fuel reduction program. It's a $28.5 million, highly strategic program. And I noticed that during the fires on the mainland, everyone was saying, well, how do we reduce our fuel loads? Well, they've only got to look to Tasmania to find out how to do that. The next thing is that the fuel reduction program is really strategic, but there's a whole stack of land. And in simple terms, it's outside the speed limit. It will never fall in within the parameters of the fuel reduction program because it's not strategic enough. And this is where the new Red Hot Tips program will come in. And there will be three people employed on the ground, working with landowners, working with farmers, developing up farm plans, developing up tools, helping them coordinate together so that they can do cross-tenure burns. So the final outcome will be a safer community, and what people will see in the first instance as an output from that program is a lot more smoke coming from farms in the spring and the autumn time.
But a lot less severe bushfires, hopefully.
Well, absolutely. And all of us who have been volunteer firefighters know that when a fire comes through, roaring through the bush and hits an area that's been burnt in the last sort of, you know, 3 to 6 years, the fire slows down and you can help put it out. So that's an enormous benefit. The other benefit, I think, that, Tony, that people don't quite understand is if you exclude the alpine and the rainforest areas, those dry-type forests, dry sclerophyll-type forests, actually need smoke and fire to germinate. So a program like the Red Hot Tips program has got the three-legged stool. It helps economically, it helps environmentally, and it helps socially. So it's a very, very worthwhile program and something I think that Tasmania should be proud of because we're leading the way.
Chair of the Tasmanian Fire Management Council, Ian Saw. The bushfire season in the state is over and no fire permits are required for landholders to burn off.